I grew up in Melbourne, Australia, at the other end of the world. And as a kid, I remember hearing my father speak like this. I had this accent, and I was, as a kid, why is my father speaking in that strange way? It was really simple. Of course, I found out later, you know, he was born in Leipzig, German-Jewish, went to Humboldt University, kicked out of Humboldt University in 1933, with his professor, by the way, Albert Einstein. And I was just always, it fascinated me. What happened? What's that all about? So swastika, pretty quickly in retrospect, I ended up making swastika, which was about the Nazification of Germany. The subject was how the German people became subjected, manipulated, and how it happened. I remember in the process of making that film, I spent a day with Albert Speer in Heidelberg. He had spent 20 years in Spandau for crimes against humanity because of the slave labor he was in charge of. In retrospect, it's amazing, really, to me now, thinking back. I spent the day with him and asking him questions, and he was pretty honest with me because I was no threat. I was a kid. But I was very proud. I rang my father up immediately. I said, "You never believe it, Dad. I just spent a day with Albert Speer." And there's silence at the other end of the silence. And my father says, "Did you kill him?" And then I thought, what have I done? The whole subject, by the way, I think is unresolved. It was such a disaster that there's still a lot of unanswered questions about what actually happened. But so, the simple answer to your question is my family background. And this is kind of very moving to me when Torsten Neumann invited me to have this retrospective. I said to him, you know, this is very moving for me, actually, because, yes, thank you. Great to have a retrospective, but in a way this is a homecoming as well, because I am German.
The film hasn't been seen in Germany for an awful lot of time. It was the first time in 2009 at another festival when you presented it here in Germany. And from there on, of course, you got to work on the new project, which is German Sons. Can you tell me a little bit about what was it for you presenting this film finally here in Germany after so many years in 2009?
It was an incredible experience, and of course by 2009 the film that I found with Eva Braun's Home Movies in the Pentagon, by the way, in Washington DC, the film I found with my colleague at the time, Lutz Becker, that now is like every documentary you've ever seen about the Third Reich got the film we found then. But at the time we found it, and when we showed the film for the first time in Cannes in 1973, it was a sensation. But the context of how I use the film is very different. Swastika is very different to the way it's used in conventional documentaries. As a filmmaker, I always, and I still believe, that you shouldn't have narration on a documentary. You shouldn't be telling the people what to think. You should give them the information, and they make up their own mind. And so on Swastika, I had no narration. I had a producer who backed me on my concept that the film was made on the assumption that we all know Hitler was a disaster. It never occurred to me that there was debate on that issue. So I thought, just show these home movies, even with Hitler playing with kids and stuff, that the famous Hannah Arendt statement, the banality of evil. I just thought, let's just show it. We don't have to lecture people about this. So when the film was shown for the first time with no narration in Cannes, the audience went crazy. The French are screaming at the assassin, people trying to, the screening was stopped. It was like, every time I make a film, by the way, I think my career's over. But that was the first time. And showing it in Germany in 2009, because the audience had seen this stuff in the endless documentaries, and there wasn't a shock aspect, but there was the aspect of no narration, which was still disturbing to people. And I don't know why, frankly, I know why, but so it was a very good screening. It was a German film festival in Biberach, and when I say German, I mean German, no English. And the director of that festival, Adrian Kutter, very interesting man, he said, no, this is a German film, Philippe, because, I mean, for example, all the cinematography is done by Germans.
So you met, after one of those screenings, of course, Harald Großkopf, with whom you did the new movie German Sons. Did you knew him before, that he was a musician, for example?
No, he was a mutual friend. I think it was, you know, there's the American expression, radical chic. And a friend of ours said, oh, we're going to go to this restaurant that duplicates what shit food they had in East Berlin. Like, you're going to have hot water for soup we're going to go to this, like, how shit everything was. So we go to, and I met Harold there. And I started talking to him, and I said, I'm actually German. My father's German, and blah, 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 the whole story. And he said, you know what? My father was a member of the Nazi Party and Wehrmacht and was in tanks and everything, and you're the first Jewish person that I've ever been able to talk to about this. I said, you've got to be kidding. I mean, he said, no, and it sounds like a Mel Brooks movie, but he said, no, there's not many Jews around here. And I said, well, that's so, what was your relationship with your, he said, my relationship with my father was terrible after I saw a documentary about the Holocaust. I was 12. And he said it basically ruined our family, because every time I'd sit down to dinner, I'd say to my father, how could you join the Nazi party? And my father, and this is when I thought, well, I should make a movie about this. He said my father would say things like, oh, young people today, they're vandals. They destroy telephone booths and they do graffiti. And I said to my father, but Dad, you destroyed Europe. What are you talking about? And I said, when he said, Dad, you destroyed Europe, I said, you know, Harold, we should maybe make a documentary. Let's talk about our family history, because my dad's German, your dad's German, and they're both trying to kill each other. But because my dad was in the resistance. How we discuss it could be interesting to other people. And so Harold agreed, and so we, actually the next day, we walked around Berlin to locations where there's still remnants of the Third Reich in Berlin, of course. Not much, but enough. It's a very personal film because of this, but it's the only way that I could, how do I put this? It's the only way I could get into the subject was to make it very personal, because I'm not an academic. And even academics, they say they're being scientific and objective, but they're not. It's their opinion. And so I thought, let's just be open, let's be personal. Let's make this personal journalism. It's a journalistic movie. I have a very dark sense of humor, which is the German in me. And I couldn't believe that the Hitler's Chancellery in Berlin now is a Chinese restaurant. And this is like, you know.
Can't make it up.
You can't make it up. So, you know, Kennedy is an airport. Napoleon is a cognac, and Hitler is a Chinese restaurant.
Harald Großkopf also scored German Sons. Did he bring up new music, or did you choose from tracks you already made?
Both. As a director, I try and work with existing music and see how it fits, and then I'll get the composer to look at the film and do some music specifically for it. So in German Sons, it's wall-to-wall Großkopf music. Part found music, part composed.